Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll learn much more about the newest philanthropic giving circle in the Chippewa Valley, and specifically Chippewa County, called Give Chippewa County. That's next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. For the last year, a team of around 15 people, including two of our guests today, Mary Jacobson, one of the founders and members of the development committee of Give Chippewa County, and Matt White, who is the chair of the development committee. These two and others have been designing and creating, and now, as of Friday, launching the giving circle for Give Chippewa County. The idea is to get people started in giving earlier in life. Many have an association with philanthropists being older and wealthier. This group and this team seeks to change that. Mary Jacobson explains what Give Chippewa County is.
Give Chippewa County, we spend a lot of time really identifying what we want to accomplish through it. It's a giving circle that offers individuals in Chippewa County a vehicle to join together in collaborative giving. It's a welcoming avenue and a voice for those who have not been involved and for those just beginning to explore philanthropy.
Jacobson says,
so the goal is to bring them together to build an endowment so we can grant funds out of the endowment in addition to having a pass-through fund that we'll be able to grant through as well. In the hopes then that these people that get involved will learn more and explore more on how they can make a difference in the community.
Matt White, chair of the Give Chippewa County Development Committee, explains about this giving circle.
That really helps everybody in the Chippewa County start becoming part of philanthropy group, in which we kind of pull together everybody's annual gifts, and then we create an endowment fund that gives granting every year. I think the goal for us is twice a year we're going to be granting, voting on nonprofits and charities throughout the Chippewa County, and just trying to get funds to those special organizations that exist within Give Chippewa County.
While the Chippewa County nonprofits will certainly appreciate the increased funds and publicity they'll receive, White also says
it's going to be, you know, great for the organizations, but then one of the goals of the whole process is to kind of make everybody in Chippewa County just a little bit more selfless. You know, get that giving spirit. If you talk to Dave Ramsey, he'll talk about you want to be able to save your money, you want to be able to spend your money, and you want to be able to give your money responsibly. So we're just trying to exercise that giving bone, if you will, within everybody in Chippewa County to kind of make Chippewa County all the more better place to live, which I think we'll all attest to is the best place we all know on the planet today, but we want to make it better.
Mary Jacobson, one of the founders of Give Chippewa County and a member of the development committee, says the idea arose out of a conversation she had with four or five other women of retirement age.
Discussing how to get the next generation involved, whether it's involved in volunteering, whether it's involved in donating to causes, whether it's getting on boards of nonprofits. We recognize that age group, 30s, 40s, 50s, are busy with their families and are at a point in their life where they're just getting their career started. So they've got you know, mortgages and car payments and kids to raise and all of that. But we wanted to find a vehicle for them to still kind of dip their feet in the water of being somewhat involved and make it doable for them.
So Jacobson says they came up with the concept of this giving circle,
where they could donate with others of their demographic, their peers, and beyond. It's not limited to them, to pool those resources and bring them together and then have a say in what nonprofits would receive the grants from this pooling. It's all going through the Community Foundation. Things are all done through vetting and through a very agency that's got high integrity and auditing and all that. So we have the greatest of confidence working with them. And then hopefully by them having more experience of donating or being involved, they will get to feel what a lot of us have felt by giving of time, giving of financial resources to help your neighbor and feel really good about it. And it can be kind of areas of basic needs or support, but it also can be in areas that enhance the lives of people in our community.
And Jacobson says when she says community, she means Chippewa County.
It's an awesome place to live. We have been so blessed with great generosity going back, 100 years with Rutledge Foundation and Casper Foundation and that type of thing. But sometimes people get intimidated when they hear foundation or they hear endowment, thinking, I don't even understand what that is. So part of this is also to educate them and make them understand it's not that intimidating. It can be a language they're not accustomed to, but it really is simple. And it can be very, very rewarding.
Matt White says while the Chippewa County Foundation already allows people to set up their own endowments, in contrast, Give Chippewa County.
Kind of an effort to bring multi-generations together. Typically, if you're creating a foundation, an endowment with Eau Claire Foundation or Chippewa County Foundation, typically you are, you've kind of quote-unquote made it. You have an excess of funds and, you're at the point of your life where, endowment seems correct, as an individual basis. What we're looking to do, what we are doing is we're creating a vehicle so everybody can kind of collaborate, build their funds together to create the endowment that gives us our annual and perpetual giving, that helps us fill the needs and dreams of our Chippewa County community so people can get involved at an earlier stage in life. The idea, right, is to create that purpose at a higher level than just ourselves, just our families, but to expand that purpose to our community. With that purpose found earlier in life, people might strive to, get that higher paying job or strive to do the things that will make a bigger difference for their neighbor or for someone else in Chippewa County.
And Matt White explains who Give Chippewa County supports.
So Give Chippewa County supports any nonprofit or charity organization throughout the Chippewa County.
Mary Jacobson discusses some of the benefits of becoming a member of Give Chippewa County.
Well, you'll have an opportunity to be a part of a new culture. It might be something new that's introduced to you in the philanthropic area, and that word can be kind of intimidating, but I think we all have a generous heart and we just need to be invited. So here's a new avenue to be able to give. You'll have a chance to do some networking with other like-minded people. We plan to have at least one social event a year where these members will come together, have a chance to vote on which nonprofits will receive the grants. And so there'll be a chance to meet other people in the community. And then through all of this, they'll learn more about what's going on. I think we're all really not familiar with some of the really great things going on with the nonprofit organizations in our community. And it really can impact you when you hear those stories. So ultimately, it just makes our community stronger and a better place to improve quality of life. So it's a great, there's a great sense of personal satisfaction in working together and doing something good for your neighbors.
Matt White says
to become a member means that you're committing to help the cause, build the endowment fund, build the pass through, be a part of those dollars that we'll grant annually. With that, also you'll, like Mary Jacobson said, you'll have a chance to learn about all the nonprofits and charities throughout the Chippewa Valley, Chippewa County, because we'll be voting on the top grants every year. So you'll also have a voice in where the money goes, being a member. This first granting cycle will be the public voting. Anybody will be able to vote. But after the first granting cycle, it'll be members only.
White explains how folks can become members of Give Chippewa County.
On our website, there's a Join Now button where you can pay with a credit card. You can mail in a check to the Chippewa Foundation because we're kind of a sister organization of the Chippewa Foundation.
White says,
I think the first thing, though, is to kind of decide. The first thing to think, though, is to decide if this is the right step for you and your family. If it is, or if you have questions, reach out first before becoming a member. Get those questions answered, and then it's a pretty straightforward process for becoming a member on our website.
And just on Friday, the website went active with the seven initial nonprofit finalists, and the voting will continue through February 13th. This first go-around, you don't have to be a member. It's open to everybody. So they're raising funds and awareness for these nonprofits and awareness of Give Chippewa County. Matt White offers an overview of this initial voting cycle.
Yeah, the first granting cycle is about building the awareness of Give Chippewa County. So we want everybody to experience the process of being able to do a little research on the different nonprofits and charities, and then really thinking about that vote, making the vote, and then being a part of the granting cycle.
White explains how the money will be doled out to the three top nonprofit vote getters in this initial Give Chippewa County voting cycle running through February 13th.
So there's $5,000 that we're giving out with this first granting cycle. I believe the split is $2,500 for the top, $1,500 for the next, and $1,000 for the the third.
Mary Jacobson says,
in order to find us online, go to the Chippewa County Community Foundation of Chippewa County. That will be their website, and there's a tab that says funds. So tap on that, and it'll bring you where an option of where you can search, look for Give Chippewa County, and it'll come up, and click on that. That will take you to the page. I think that's the easiest way to find us.
Jacobson says since Friday and through February 13th at the website,
we'll have the information of the seven nonprofits with an explanation of what they do. And then that will also take you to a page for voting. It's a SurveyMonkey page. It will allow you to select which one of those nonprofits you want to vote for. It's one vote per person, and you enter in your name, your email address, and your regular mailing address. So it's pretty simple, but you got to go to that Community Foundation page, and that will help you kind of see really some great things that the foundation does, and give you an opportunity to explore that as well.
Jacobson says,
we're really excited, and we just want as many people to vote. These nonprofits are counting on you to express your voice. So we'll support your favorite of the seven.
Jacobson explains how Give Chippewa County arrived at these seven nonprofits for this initial voting period running through February 13th.
We went to the Community Foundation and said, okay, we want to represent the county. We want to have some projects that that have been vetted, that's been looked at. And Jill, the executive director, made these recommendations, or she made, I don't know if it was all seven of them or if there was more, and then our grants committee selected these. But they were projects that the foundation's grant committee really supported and their board of directors, but they couldn't completely fund the projects they had going on, or not at all. But they knew that that it was a worthwhile cause. So we didn't select them out of the midair. They were kind of already on the radar at the foundation.
Matt White talks about the seven incredible nonprofits included in this very first Give Chippewa County voting cycle.
We have some great organizations to vote on. We got the Boys and Girls Club of the Greater Chippewa Valley. We got Chippewa Falls YMCA, Y on the Fly program. We have a Come Now and Eat campaign, Backpack Buddies Now, food assistance program for children in Kadot. We have this program that they're working on in Lake Holcomb, greenhouse improvements, looking to create more food for the food pantry locally, and this is a school program. We have Hope Village Property Maintenance and Guest Services. So these are new tiny homes for the Chippewa Falls area. We've got the Chippewa Falls Area Senior Center. It would be fitness equipment and a wellness room. And then we got the Family Support Center Welcome Baby Project, reaching out to help new babies that are in need as they start their parenting journey.
Mary Jacobson says,
and it's so rewarding to know that you can make a difference. All seven of them are doing great things. They're enhancing quality of life. They're addressing support, basic needs, that type of thing. And who doesn't want to support that and know you can make a difference?
Mm-hmm.
Just $250 a year or like $21 a month, that's kind of pocket change when you look at some of the other ways we spend our money on coffee and donuts or whatever, how we like to spend our money.
Absolutely. And Matt, maybe a final word in terms of just these nonprofits help make the, you know, the wide range of causes there, from birth to the senior end of life, trying to enhance life in beautiful and wonderful Chippewa County, right?
Absolutely. And as we continue to do more granting cycles and become members, each of us in the community, we're gonna learn more. We're gonna be amazed by all the great things that are happening. We're gonna see life in a different perspective, to be more grateful and less resentful. I think when we just start talking about, you know, nonprofits and charities, all you can do is smile and all you can do is try to help. And we're just trying to foster that. And we'd ask that you just, each of you, think about joining and joining the cause and the team, Give Chippewa County.
Exciting times with the launch of Give Chippewa County and the initial voting. These seven nonprofits, the top three will receive some of these dollars. And you don't have to be a member. Everybody can vote. So go check that out. YourLegacyForever.org, one of the places, again, through the Chippewa County Foundation page, as Mary explained, or through Facebook, give-chippewa-county, and finally on Instagram.com/givechippewacounty. Check it out. Learn more about Give Chippewa County. Join up and become a part of this wonderful philanthropic organization that looks to expand generosity all across life. So what a great idea. All the best, and this has been a production of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson.